a word for you from Revelations 22, verse 17, the second part. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Here we find, right at the end of the Word of God, this is the total revelation of God. There is no new revelation besides the Word of God. You find everything you need in the Bible. There is no other revelation. And so we are told in the very next verse that if anyone adds to this book, God will add to him the plagues that are written in the book. And if you take away from the book, God will take away your part in the book of life. It is dangerous to play with the Bible and to pretend like some do that a dream then contains another book of the Bible. No, everything God has spoken is in the Word, and everything that He does still speak will be confirmed by the Word. And here we are invited to come to Him. In the beginning of this verse it says, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. You see, it's spoken of the first coming, and that's why we celebrate Christmas, the first coming of our Lord Jesus, and the one who was to be the root and the offspring of David, verse 16, the bright and morning star. And now, as Christians, as believers, we say with the Spirit of God, the Bride says, come, Lord Jesus. And then it turns the whole thing around in the middle of verse 17 by saying, and let him who hears say, come, and the one who thirsts, come. So not only saying, come, Lord Jesus, but he says, come. He says it to us. And he says that anyone who thirsts, let him come. Think of the marvelous promises of God. In Isaiah 55 verse 1, where it says, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he who hath no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. In John 7 verse 37, the famous verse where the Lord speaks about the spring of water that would swell up within us. In the beginning, the Lord Jesus stands up and says, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. The only way to have the excitement and the joy of saying, Lord Jesus, come, asking the Lord to come in a second coming, is the one who has experienced the first coming, the one who has experienced the water of life, who has answered the invitation by the Lord Jesus where he says, come.